With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The following program, Bits, Rhymes, and Life, is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fun Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
This is the story of a boy who believed that whatever he dreamed he would come to achieve, but never in his life did he dream he could be an inspiration to those who came after he.
Peace party people, this is K Murdoch, and often while I'm on the road with Random, aka Mega Ran, you know, one thing that often comes up, particularly when we get interviewed together, is how we met. I love to say it was of biblical and epic proportions, you know, where the stars aligned or like, you know, something cataclysmic happened.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
You know, something along the lines of like Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage uniting to form the Mega Powers back in the day.
We got a taste of it a little earlier on here on Saturday night's main event when the madness met the mania. I am talking about Macho Madness and Hulkamania, two Mega Powers meeting here. Come on.
But it wasn't like that epic. But it was still pretty cool, and for me, something that was very life-changing. And it almost never really happened. You know, let me go back a little bit. So, it's 2006, and for those who don't know, you know, outside of doing this video game remixing stuff I've been doing the last few years with Random, I was known more in the underground hip-hop scene as one half of the group Panacea, which I'm actually still actively part of. We've just kind of been on hiatus the last few years from making music. And that's just because, you know, when we started out in 2004, and when I say we, I mean myself and another Philly MC by the name of Raw Poetic. Shout out to Raw Poetic. You know, we were on like a tear, man. We were making music at a frantic pace, like on some Tupac Shakur, you know, gonna die tomorrow type stuff. You know what I mean? Just albums upon albums. Like, we actually recorded 5 studio albums in probably 3 or 4 years. And we actually had to kind of like ration the stuff we were putting out because we were making so much stuff like 2 albums ahead before the album that, you know, was about to drop drops. And it was crazy, but it was so fun. And I mean, if I had the time in this day and age, I'd actually try to do it again. But, you know, life got in the way and a lot of major life things happened to me. And I just got older and more responsibility fell on my plate. So I wasn't able to, you know, keep up that pace. But yeah, back in 2006, that's what it was all about for me. I was part of Panacea, myself and my MC, Raw Poetic, who, you know, aside from Random, is like my other favorite cat to work with. He's a very mild-mannered dude. He considers his spirit animal to be the turtle. And when, you know, he's a very chill dude who observes a lot. He doesn't talk a lot when you meet him. Unlike me, who, ironically, as a producer, I talk a lot, even though obviously on tracks you just hear me talking through the music. But when I'm not, and when I'm doing interviews, I am the talkative dude, you know. But, and you know, we both kind of get along probably just because we're both Tauruses. And you know, I've known him, God, man, I've known Jason for 12 years almost. And he's, you know, he's become one of my best friends, and I don't see him as much these days. As much as I like to, but when I do see him, it's always fun and we always have a good time.
Hey.
for the people where we move the crowd. You combine yourself and just react on style. F for what you like or what you lost in time. X for the script that I spit called rhyme. E for what you get in this external mind. We dig in your mind and grab what you can't find. E, provide the beat while I go line for line. Yo, it's a road less travel. Lonely hard guy. With many wanna ball, but they can't even start five. The smart, live, intelligent, the world's my archive. I bring the laws of music just to raise the bar high. To me, this is the playground, and now I got a shot. It is a baby's first word being pops. It means a lot. It means that I'm gonna be another that your ass never forgot. Fantasy and Tanzania, black, the rhythm never stops. As long as there's a pulse inside my arm to signal cross direction while my land is speaking charm. That's lucky, cause props grow as crops do on farms. Else me to remember this one ultimately. Which I swore, the life that I chosen, when words are spoken, people wide open to expression as such. It was the lyrics I perfected while you mastered the Dutch, and while I'm the shit, your MC such and such. Here's for the people where we move the crowd. You combine yourself and just react on style. F for what you like or what you lost in time. X for the script that I spit called rhyme. E for what you get in this external mind. We dig in your mind and grab what you can't find. Hey, provide the beat while I go line for line. Beats go with your rhyme but keep your pulse in mind. They say that things gotta change. I threw a bucket of it to the sky to see the change rain. But yo, some think the same old thing. And I don't wanna preach a good word when I sang. Now follow me. I speak with the pulse to a girl with an arch like a bishop, magic mind. But to hold, she kinda smart, make her heart dart and find that it is bored at the part. But love makes a march like a month when it starts. And you march to the rhythm of the heart, to the pulse, to the beat, to the street, to the movie as a child. And find that you even got a style that is wild. Flourishing through nourishment, following your purpose in the pulse. So these ideas, I never sunk of it. Yo, it's a high road that made me through the turbulence fall. Feeling hurt from it and turn to the church and shit. Think of me converting this brother who was learning this life. You gotta work with it before you think deserting it. Through frustrated times, I don't make a track, I murder it. Yo, it's more poetic. You ever heard of it? My brother move, yeah, just keep on serving it. Style. F for what you like or what you lost in time. X for the script that I spit called rhyme. E for what you get in this external mind. We dig in your mind and grab what you can't find. Hey, provide the beat while I go line for line. Beats go with your grind, but keep your pulse in mind.
So again, just to set the scene, it's 2006. My group Panacea is signed to a pretty well-known underground hip-hop label called Raucous Records. Now, for those who don't know, Raucous is known for putting out underground heroes and legends such as Mos Def, who's now known as Yasiin Bey, Talib Kweli.
One, two, three, Mos Def and Talib Kweli.
And one of my favorite MCs, I mean, as if those two prior casts weren't amazing, is Pharoah Monch.
Y'all know the name. Pharoah fucking Monch ain't a damn thing came.
Growing up, seeing that insignia, which was a razor blade, it meant the world to me. Like, I was in college doing my radio show, and I pretty much buy anything that Raucous would put out. You know, even stuff where I didn't even know the artist. It was more or less just going off the strength of the fact that, yo, these cats are Raucous, they're gonna be dope. And 9 out of 10 times they were. So, you know, when Raucous kind of came back, they took a hiatus around 2002, and then they came back in like 2005 or 6. I started hearing about them again, and they were relaunching with new artists. And myself and Raw Poetic as Panacea, we were fortunate enough to be part of that new wave of artists they were relaunching the label with. So, you know, I never know or never knew how many people heard my Panacea releases. Because, I mean, even though we would get charts and find out where our album sold, which was pretty cool, for the most part, I was so busy with my day job, which at the time was as a producer and engineer over at XM Satellite Radio that, you know, I didn't really keep up with my music stuff. And you know, that was part of my actual leaving the company a few years later, was because I wanted to see if I could do music full time, how much more successful I would be, because I felt like I'd done some pretty cool stuff, and I wasn't even doing it on a part-time basis. It was like a hobbyist type thing. But luckily, some people heard my stuff back in the day of MySpace, and you know, we got a record deal, and you know, the rest is industry history. You know, now speaking of MySpace, that's actually how I got in touch with Random after he first got in touch with me. Now this is where it gets kind of tricky. I mentioned I worked at XM Radio, right? And on top of, you know, my paid job at XM Radio, which was, as a producer. And when I say producer, I mean the guy who was making, we call it ear candy imaging, like the stuff you would hear in between songs, like those drops, the stuff with promos, the show opens, doing all kinds of fun, cool, creative stuff.
No, but it's really good.
Nothing much. Just listening to some little John.
What?
I am listening to some little John.
What?
I said I am listening to some little John. Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
Okay then.
What?
All I said was okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but your response does not compute.
Oh, steep.
Are you alright?
Sorry, I had a malfunction.
What caused it?
Too much blank juice, I guess.
From the satellite to your hood.
XM.
6-7.
Yeah.
Actually, for me, working at XM straight out of college and having majored in audio production in college was like the equivalent of Tom Hanks in the movie Big when he gets the job working at the toy company. I mean, I had so much fun. And amidst doing that, one of the things I was still doing on top of working my day gig at XM and then moonlighting using the studios at night to basically record music, and, you know, whether it be Panacea or some of the other local Washington, D.C. based artists that I was working with at the time, I was also hosting an underground hip-hop show called Subsonic, which to this day, some 13 years later, I'm still co-hosting on, you know, almost a bi-weekly basis.
Neo.
Yo, this is Common, and when I say progressive hip-hop, I'm talking about hip-hop that's creative, hip-hop that's adding on to the culture, hip-hop that got some thought and some substance to it, and hip-hop that's fun, man, and you feel good. New, it's fresh, that's what progressive hip-hop is.
Yeah. Hey, come on down. Welcome to the new edition of the hip-hop sound. Got them traveling, new veterans, they getting it now. Like Sunrise, space is the place in which we taking it now. But no need to label it, that ain't the concern. It's your demand, desire, and it's infinitely your burns. To control the world through a musical board. And see your thoughts connect through wires and cords. And while they're using satellites for taking pictures of y'all, we're out to redirect as you, so it's progressing with all. So by the poets follow sounds and grab a place they may call home. And the catacombs of consciousness call from the back of my mind, and the toughness of times, intellectuals submitting different levels of rhyme. And if we're gonna pick two brothers that can be on the grind, yo, it's Kevin and Doc, brothers, tell them what time it is.
Subsonic,
progressive hip hop for progressive radio, satellite style.
Let's skip to about 2007. So, Panacea, my group, you know, we have two albums out, through Raucous, and Raucous is distributed through Sony. So obviously the albums are getting out there, and again, I still am kind of not, you know, up on where they're getting to. Like, we toured in 2006 and we got to tour the West Coast all the way up to Washington and in the Northwest, all the way down to Mexicali, which was I didn't even know what the hell Mexicali was at the time, but I had a lot of fun nonetheless. And it was a great, you know, a very interesting time, because I really kind of got my first taste of road life and seeing that, you know, people are listening to this music all across the country. And as I was to find out a few years later from traveling with Random, people are listening to this music all across the world, and that is crazy. But, you know, it was 2007, and I mentioned that I was hosting a show, and the show was getting submissions for music to be played on it, because, again, it was on XM Satellite Radio. It was, like, kind of a one-of-a-kind show. It was, like, an underground, or we called it, and we still do, progressive hip-hop, because the music itself is progressive hip-hop. It's music that's pushing the culture forward, you know? One of the submissions I got in the mail one day was from ROM Nation, which was the label that Random was putting stuff out on back in like 2007 and 6. And I got two albums. One was called The Call. Also in that package, not only did I have The Call, but I also got this Megaran CD. And the first thing that kind of just stood out to me about this record was the fact that on the front cover was blatantly the Mega Man character, but his face, which, you know, was just, for lack of better terms, white or neutral or whatever you want to call it, it was black.
I was rapping over Mega Man beats for a long time, and that caught the attention of a company called Capcom. And when they emailed me, I got a little scared. I read the email and it said, "Hey, guy."
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We heard that you are using our copyrighted material and you have colored Mega Man black and you've basically disgraced our company. No, they didn't say that part, but that's what I was, the way I was reading it. I'm like,
oh. Admittedly, when I first saw this, I was getting ready to just chuck it into the trash, because I was like, you know, the thing about hosting a show, when you get a lot of music, the majority of the time it's not a lot of good music. I mean, even albums from artists that I like, you know, there might be like 2 or 3 tracks max out of an album of like anywhere from 12 to 20 tracks that they've made that I like. But I'm so glad I did listen to it. So driving home that night from the studio, I decided, you know, even before I listened to The Call, I was like, I gotta hear this this track, this Megaran joint, you know. Or, you know, at the time I was like Black Mega Man or whatever. I didn't realize that it said Mega Ran on the front. So I'm listening to it and like, it's dope. No question about it. Like, okay, I'm paying attention. Like, not only was this cat rapping and rapping about stuff relating to like the Mega Man series, when it came to this music that he was making and what I was hearing, I was blown away. Like, the beats were dope. Again, the rhymes are on point. And I was like, yo, this is crazy. So I felt so compelled. I mean, I stayed in my car that night and I listened through the whole thing. And I don't live but like 15 minutes away from my job driving. And it's like a 45-minute record. And I remember sitting in my truck for like an extra 30 minutes and just listening through the whole thing. And I was really in awe. And at the same time, in the back of my head, I kind of always had this idea. I'm always like making conceptual records. And I was like kind of getting tired with just sampling what I felt like hip hop was always stuck sampling soul and jazz records. And a lot of that, again, and a lot of that for me just had to do with the fact that, one, I felt like people were sampling the same shit. And two, I just was like wanted to do something fresh and different. So even with Panacea, when people listen to Panacea, I'm sampling, there is some soul and jazz in there, but I'm also sampling like soundtracks and, you know, prog rock, and I arrange them in a way that, well, at least to me, if they sound like it's cool, then it works.
Pop said, go
go to college, kid. In a dream that I had to be a novelist. Life is an ocean with a lot of wit. Little something like Saint Nick, a lot of gifts you got to give. Drop top, got to shift. Do I miss him or not? Yeah, I toggle with no Google Gaga shit. I'm a grown ass man, but he set me up with a grown ass plan. I don't drink a lot, yet I smoke a bit. No pork, get a girl with the kosher lips. Black Panther growl with a hip hop style. And talks with peace, no buy a child. Black American to Vietnam. I saw colorful songs, yeah, I see that bomb. Pop said, Jason, better free that mind. I did not forget, don't you see that mind? You believe this was left back in 79. Past lifelines way back before my time.
I'm glad I listened when my thoughts was back to
control the road that I walk on. And everything that I harp on. And where I'm playing my part on. The game I play since my stages. In my head remain ageless. Getting names but no faces.
I give thanks to my father for being around.
Pop stay straight face, no frown. See the world upside when you're feeling down. I walk my own path now, yet repeat the steps. With my weight gain through pictures, I see connects. With the patchy beard and my laid back eyes. Chip off the old block, yeah, the Frank Moore tribe. Now my time begins when the night I think jam. Peace to Gwendolyn Brooks, parties I'm in them. Reminiscing, speak on visions or pussy missions. Yeah, I did them, but I need something different, y'all. Living on the edge, you will fix the fall. And Pop says, son, you gotta move ahead. Leave all this behind before you're going to dead. So I'ma get going before I die. Ain't nothing like Black American Pie.
I'm glad I listened when my father was back to me.
Control the road that I walk on. And everything that I harp on. And where I'm playing my part on.
I give thanks to my father for being around.
The game I play since my stages. The way my head remain ageless. Forgetting names but no faces. The world in my head is a one adventure. The one outside needs space to enter like Alcatraz. Trying to escape Virginia, drink to whimper, pass out, can't remember where I started, dearly departed. Left me a message, gotta move regardless. 5:45 is when the dream started. 12 last nights when my brain had farted. I drank too much alcohol. Talk like I had it out for all. Can't remember too much from my fall. Let's continue tomorrow.
MySpace was a great thing for me. I can never really laugh too hard at MySpace because through MySpace, I had two significant things happen in my musical career. I got my record deal through Panacea, which was great back in 2005. And then in 2007, like late 2007, is when I reached out to Random through MySpace and I found him and I just sent him a message like, hey man, I got your CD that you submitted for my show Subsonic, but I also want to let you know that I'm a producer too. My name is Kay Murdoch. And, I kind of had this idea, in my head for a while to do like a hip hop project sampling video games. And now after hearing your album, Mega Ran, I'm like, I want to do it. And what was supposed to be an instrumental record, I would love to do it actually with you as the MC, because I'm like, yo, if you can just make this Mega Man stuff sound cool, imagine if we just pick a bunch of other games. I just thought he could do a good job. So, I sent that message, just like I've hit up a lot of people on MySpace. You never know if you're gonna hear back. And I think the next day, I woke up and checked my messages and he hit me back and he was like, yo, that's crazy, like I know who you are, you're Kay Murdoch of Panacea. And I was like, whoa. Like, so I started sending him beats, and over the course of like, god, it was like 2 or 3 years, I think we started maybe late 2007, because right after he contacted me, I sent him like the beats I had. And then sometimes I wouldn't hear back from him for weeks. And then, you know, I get like open an email and it'd be like links, Mediafire links to download. And the best suite of songs he sent me, I remember one time was Epoch. And I got The Goodness and Player 2 all within like 1 weekend. I was like going crazy, like, yo, what he was doing with the lyrics over these beats I was making was just beyond my wildest expectations. And I would, you know, like to say that when we were putting this record together, we both had the foresight that this was gonna be big, but it didn't happen like that. We just did it for the love. We love hip hop, we love video games, and I guess we kind of found out that, you know, even though he was in Philly and now living in Arizona and I was this dude based out of the Washington DC area, we had so much in common, man. We obviously are very close in age. We come from the same cloth and from the same era. And it's just crazy, man. It's almost like a long lost brother in a lot of ways. I mean, we've had some adventures, man. I couldn't think of another person I'd want to be on the road with. And I always try to hold Rand down because, you know, and I told him this one day. I was like, man, you single-handedly kind of, you know, not to use a Final Fantasy term, but why not? Like, I felt like he used the Phoenix down on me because after my group Panacea, around 2010, we put out a record called 12-Step Program, and then we kind of went on hiatus. Like, Raw Poetic was just, you know, going through some life stuff and didn't really want to do music because a record deal was over. And in a lot of ways, he just become kind of jaded with the industry. And, you know, I can't even blame him because it really, in a lot of ways, you know, dealing with these industry cats, and particularly with something, your art, it can definitely make you jaded. If not, you know, just make you want to just kind of change your plans for a while. And that's what he did. He needed to go off and kind of just do his own thing for a while. And as a producer, it's a tough situation because I'm essentially like, damn, I don't have anyone to really work with. I mean, now I kind of switched from being a producer to being an artist. And I guess, you know, I was in a lot of ways kind of left just like, okay, what do I do? And here comes Random with this opportunity to do Forever Famicom, and not only to just do this record and just do it and be gone and keep it moving, but, you know, Random was like, yo, you want to come out on the road with me? Matter of fact, I'm doing South by Southwest. You want to meet me at Austin and rock with me in March? I met Front a lot, and I met Lars, and, you know, got to do the MC Chris tour and really kind of get exposed to the whole nerdcore scene. And I met people who knew me from Panacea, and I don't really even know what to say, man. I always try to do my best to thank Rand whenever I can because, you know, he, again, put the Phoenix down on me when I was on zero HP, and he brought me back to life, man. And not only has he brought me back to life, but, you know, he's brought my whole interest in music in a lot of ways back to life. So I don't know what else to do, man. I've spent so much of my life owning my skills. I really do feel like a samurai. I sharpened my sword for so many years with sound and audio and music that, you know, I'm like, damn, what else do I do, man? So, again, it's been an incredible situation. I'm so glad that people were so receptive of Forever Famicom. And I'm just looking forward to putting out more music and just seeing where it takes us, man. So, Rand, from Player 2 to Player 1, from Luigi to Mario, whatever you want to call me, I don't give a damn, man. Just call me. Thanks, man. Peace.
Somebody say, once upon a time, before beats and the rhymes, and before there was ever any Random, there was a boy in the hood who always did good, so the bullies of the block couldn't stand him. And on Christmas and birthdays, he got mad presents, so many he ain't know what to play with. He had Transformers, He-Man, Ninja Turtles, Star Wars, but the G.I. Joes was his favorite. He was so creative that if they didn't make the toy, like decided to create it. He put Storm Shadow's legs on Snake Eyes' body till they popped, and then he duct taped it. He made spaceships while the big kids hung out on the block playing hide and seek and riding bikes. They used to try to get involved, but they told him, get lost. And that's when they started getting high at night. Then I heard he made a friend who was as nerdy as him. When he had all that he could withstand, he collected comics and cards, studied, knew the whole Star Wars script like the back of his hand. In his school he made A's and B's, and teachers complimented his amazing feats. And all the while he wondered, if I'm so amazing, jeez, how come nobody won't play with me?
Alright.
Yeah. So the
money in school, that would be a colossal understatement. He had high water pants, coke bottle frames, and a mouth full of orthodontic braces. First girlfriend was named Christina Perez. He took her everywhere, now the boy's so cool, but she dated him on a dare and left him standing there without a clue. Man, kids could be so cruel. Just where people couldn't like the boy any less. Around the same time, shorty got an NES, cause his mama felt this was the best way to keep him out of the streets, so though they was penniless. Only child, so she didn't want an empty nest, and it's a healthier addiction than cigarettes. And so it began. How did he escape the scene? He sat in front of that screen and chased his dreams. Gained a couple beers and sucked up game like a vacuum. Went off to college and sought some knowledge in to fill up the heart to make rap tunes. Vowed to stay true when he dropped his debut and did so, this got his little name up. And there was money in the bank, but money drew a blank every time the second LP came up. So he thought back to childhood and how he survived in such a wild hood. Then he realized they didn't hate him, and whatever didn't break him, that's what made him. So he decided to combine his love for the games and rap, open his soul up and let him in. Then he chopped up some 8-bit sounds, put it down. Now Random is now known as Mega Ram. Now his name's all over that internet. Girls who didn't care are now interested. And the best part of the story comes at the end, but that part hasn't been written yet.
Thanks for listening to Bits, Rhymes, and Life. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend, rating and reviewing us on iTunes, shopping at the Nerdy Show store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com/support to chip in. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of Bits, Rhymes, and Life, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on all our favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.